Hello there, this is Ed McCarty. Welcome to Hoofin' It Podcast with everything horses and livestock.
This is Jana.
And Melissa.
And we have team member Jerry Groshon with us this morning, and she has a special guest for us. We're excited to talk to.
Yeah, Jerry, we are. So go ahead and introduce us to her.
I have the privilege of introducing you all to Montana Heller. She is the Christian Youth Rodeo Association's Queen for 2020. Hey, Montana.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We are wonderful. So, Montana, I'm so interested to hear all about the Christian Youth Rodeo Station. Can you tell me kind of like when it started and maybe what the goals are?
Yes. So it began in 2003 by George Steinberger, and he had a vision of helping kids become winners in the arena of life, and he made that his goal. So that is why he started the Christian Youth Rodeo Association.
That is awesome. Tell us what it's like to be the queen of the CYRA. What are your duties and activities?
It comes with a lot of responsibility. Some of my duties, I am in charge of carrying flags. I'm also, when you're queen, you get to be a part of the youth board. You are in charge of fundraising. It's really an amazing experience when the princess, Brentley Decker, and Callie Hart, the little miss, come up and tell you that they're, like, really happy that they get to be with you and, like, work with you. It's, like, it's an important feeling. It's a really good experience, a lot of fun.
That is awesome. So it's enriching to you personally to get to influence the girls who are younger.
Yeah, it's a big deal to me.
Oh, man, it sounds like that it just perfectly fits in with the CYRA slogan, which is helping kids become winners in the arena of life. That is so amazing. Can you share with us a little bit more about the purpose for doing what the Christian Youth Rodeo Association does? I've kind of heard that it is a community built around faith, family, and rodeo, and that through sharing Christian values with young people like yourself, that fellowship, teamwork, and competition. Can you share a couple of those enriching moments with us?
Yeah, I have quite a few, but probably one of my favorites, or a few of my favorites, would be all like the after rodeo activities that the youth board plans, and the family being welcome at church and always being excited just to go to the next rodeo and just be surrounded by them. They're more so like a second family than just friends.
That is wonderful. So after, would you say then that time after the events is your favorite time?
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy being at the rodeo and like actually rodeoing, but of course, spending time with friends and just running around is always more enjoyable.
Hey, so do you have a little funny story that you could share with us about your experience as being a queen?
I don't really have any funny stories about being queen, but I do have a funny story of just like after activities about being a part of the Christian Youth Rodeo Association.
Oh, would you share that with us? We'd love to hear it.
Yeah, one of them would probably be when Savannah Cottrell and I started a water fight with JD Motzke, and we got soaked by my dad and him with buckets of water.
That's so fun.
That is fun.
Water fights. That is awesome. Awesome fun. So, Montana, can you share with me a little bit more about how we can find out more about the Christian Youth Rodeo Association, how you found out what's currently happening? And maybe your schedule a little bit with us here?
Yeah, they have a Facebook page. If you just type in Christian Youth Rodeo Association, you mm-hmm. can go there on Facebook, and our schedule and, like, updates and sponsors is everything there. But they also have a website, which is also just Christian Youth Rodeo Association. We have a rodeo schedule. We have one June 25th and 26th at Burlington.
Nice.
July 9th and 10th, Mulvane. And then July 16th and 17th, we have Abilene. And then we have four more rodeos after that.
That sounds like you have a really busy schedule. So as queen, what do you do at the rodeos?
I do a lot, and so do the younger girls. I'm in charge of carrying flags.
Okay.
Being a part of the youth board, you have to do fundraising to be, like, pay for activities and stuff. Right now, Brentley Decker is selling hats and shirts to fundraise. We're in charge of carrying the flags.
Yeah.
And just getting along with everybody and just making sure that everybody has a good time and feels welcome.
That is wonderful.
Hey, Melissa, let's take a quick break.
Thank you for joining us today. Our podcast is sponsored by
Better Equine and Clinch Realty with Janet Turney.
And now we're back.
Well, if you could tell us anything about your experience, what would you say to someone who was just kind of looking for a place to plug in with other young people, learn, grow, and experience rodeo? What would you suggest or say to them?
I would suggest don't be scared. Just go up and talk to them. Everybody's really nice. You'll have a better time if you just talk to them. Everybody's always really welcoming, always willing to help. Just get involved and be out there and be kind to everybody.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Montana. It was great to talk with you today.
It was great to talk to you all.
You guys, Jana or Melissa, do you have a question or anything for Montana?
I do. So, Montana, on what events do you work?
I do the breakaway, goat tying, shoot dogging, barrels, and poles.
Fantastic. So you're busy with a lot of the stuff that you do for being a queen, plus keeping all your events rolling. So you've got a pretty busy day going on with keeping all that, with that many events. That's great. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yep, it is. And I have the best help from my father, which he helps me with most of it, so makes everything a little bit easier.
It's always good to have family family and friends around that can keep everything going, keep horses moving, so your next event, your horse is there ready and stuff too. Did I see on the internet that they're doing a drawing for a Yeti cooler or something, or... Was that another association?
No, that was us. That is part of the fundraising that we decided to do this year was a Yeti cooler.
So
we are drawing.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
You're right. We're drawing on July 1st of 2022.
Wait.
It's $10 per chance or $6 for $50.
And who do they get a hold of to do that, to get tickets? Because I didn't see anything on the Facebook site or the website about it.
We can make a post about it, and you can also PayPal us, or we have a couple places set up that you can go in. RBRB has one.
Oh, that's nice. That's great.
Hey, I think I found that PayPal address. It's Kaylen, Kaylen dot caps, CAPPS at gmail.com by PayPal to buy. And just put your name and phone number in the memo line and then wherever else you have, Montana. I just found that.
Hey. Yeah, that was the easiest way for us to do it all online.
Montana, so being a queen, how long is the terms? Do you only get to go a year? I mean, how does that work?
Yeah, we usually, at one of the last two rodeos, we'll have like a competition thing, like you do your stuff and then the next year's queen. Like, I would run it, and then whoever was running for that position would do it, and then you go one whole rodeo season, and then at the finals, we would crown the queen, princess, and little miss, and then their term would start the next rodeo season. So you go one full rodeo season.
And so what do you have to do to, you said there was stuff to do. What kind of things do you do to get going with your, with
so what events, your campaign? The competition, yeah. Right? Well, I mean, do you pleasure class? Do you dress up and do a fashion show? I think that's what you're wanting.
Yeah. I don't know how you become how do you get nominated, and then what do you have to do to be involved in being a queen?
So you have to do a modeling, a speech, a test, and then a Western pleasure pattern.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. And you also have to have a picture, and then you get judged off of those three things.
Okay. And then what after you're done being a queen, what's next for you?
I haven't really thought about it. I would like to do more queen stuff and like still be involved with this, but I'm not really sure what the best option is for me right now.
Okay. And what grade are you in?
I'm going to be a senior this year.
Okay. So you're getting ready to get going for looking at your future for college or whatever it might be, right?
Yes.
Cool. Well, it's been great talking to you today.
Yes, sure has. It's wonderful. Okay, so if you all are interested in supporting the CYRA royalty fundraiser for that Yeti cooler, you can donate by PayPal to kaylin.caps@gmail.com. Put your name and phone in the member line to help support this wonderful association that helps young women from littles to high school age learn and become wonderful members of society. Montana, we are so proud of you. Thank you for taking the time to talk with us today. We really enjoyed it.
Thank you for everything that you guys have done to get our name out there and just keep wanting to learn more about us.
Absolutely. It's our pleasure. Well, have a good day, Montana.
You as well.
Subscribe with us to follow our podcast, and please provide a review. We appreciate your positive feedback, which enables us to provide our free podcast to you. You can find links to the website at ehalnews.com.
Music provided by Ed Mahan. Copyrights by Everything Horses and Livestock.